Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm ripping up this for Christ, y'all. Get him. Check it out. Been so long, you've been gone. We tired of the street, every church where you are. Been so long, you've been gone. We tired of the street, every church where you are. You ducking and hiding, like we don't know. Invited to the church, but you don't show up. Without the word, how you gon' work? Like be well, you ain't got no hope. I know what you're saying, it's not right now. But what you gon' say when you cry to die? I'm just trying to get the life of the Bible. Don't let the faith mess you up, cause you know it's a doubt. And I'm not trying to boom you up, but it costs too much for you to miss this work. And that's not all. What's the state? The devil wants your soul on the silver plate. And that's not all. It get much worse, but I'll tell you all about it on the way to the church. So long, you've been gone. You've had to see every church where you want me. Been so long, you've been gone. You've had to see every church where you want me.
Casting down the
heart is also heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, praise His holy name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, my God is awesome. And I thank Him this morning for another Monday morning, another new week starting, and we're into another new month, and we're celebrating Thanksgiving. And I am truly thankful unto the Lord for all He has given unto me, all He has done for me. He's done great and mighty things throughout this entire year, and I'm just grateful unto Him, and I appreciate Him today. He's Almighty God who has all the power, and there's no higher power. And this morning, we're just happy to see one another. Brother Louis, good morning, and Brother D, and Mother Booker, God bless you this morning, and those that are coming in through the different social media websites and Freedom Doors Ministry websites and other websites. We thank God for you tuning in with us today over on Google. I was locked out of Google for over a week, and I just found a way to contact them so that I can get back in there. So I'll be coming back on Google shortly. But I thank God, because sometimes we need a rest from things, and the Lord know what He's doing. And again, I'm grateful unto Him. Big weekend this weekend, lots of cooking, lots of kids, and I'm just happy in Jesus this morning. And again, I thank Him for all He has done for me. Oh, yeah, He's done great things again in my life. So this morning we're going before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto Almighty God. And then there is our topic for today. We want to talk about following. Following. Who are you following? Today is our topic. And so we want to talk about some things and even look back at Israel and, you know, Moses and Joshua and those people and see what, you know, took place somewhat and move on from there. Because today I know a lot of people have done drugs and they don't have this thing quite down pat, this walk with Jesus. And the Word of God says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And I've never seen so many people who say they're believers and they're Christians and they're saints who take from the Lord. They won't allow God to have anything. They will defend the person. They will defend the thing before they truly defend the Word of God or defend God. And because it's what they want and what they feel it should be. But I often say, because we accept something, it does not mean that God accepts it. Hallelujah. So we're moving right along this morning, and let us go before the throne of grace and make our petition known to Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking you for another day. Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. And we thank you for strength this morning. We thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept. Thank you for touching us this morning, all with your finger of love to wake us up, closing our right mind with the use and activities of our limbs. We come this morning grateful unto you, and we appreciate you today. Father, we love you, for it was you who first loved us. We bring you this morning our offerings of thanksgiving and our sacrifices of praise. And we ask today that, Father, you would accept it in the name of Jesus. We come this morning asking for forgiveness of all our sins, our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And though our sins be as scarlet this morning, Father, we ask that you would wash us today as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness. And give us a clean heart, O God. and renew the right spirit within us this day. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for putting our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and yet meeting our needs. And today, Father, we thank you. We thank you for being on our side in spite of ourselves. We thank you, Lord, that you lead and guide into all truth. We thank you that as long as we follow your lead, we can't go wrong. And, Father, we ask today that you would lead and guide us. Give us a heart and mind to follow only you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we bring every caller and every listener before you this morning. Ask that you would bless your people going out and bless them coming in. Meet the need in their lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, move for the sake of your people today on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. We stand in the need of some things today, and we are asking you. Bless those that are sick. Lord, we ask that you would heal as only you can do this morning in the name of Jesus. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And, Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment today. Do it for your glory. God, if you would just speak the word, we would be healed. There are many wanting to lose weight. Father, there's many with high blood pressure, diabetes, and many different illnesses. Lord, if you'll speak the word over us today, Lord, all of these things can come under subjection, and we can be truly healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bring those that are incarcerated and their families before you this morning. Ask that you would set free and strengthen and bless today. We bring those in the military, God. Ask that you would lead and guide them in the right path and that, Lord, you would bless them and their families. Bless every Blog Talk host teaching and preaching Jesus. Lord, bless them and their families this morning and bless them going out, God, as you use them in your service today to be a blessing unto your people. Bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. We ask this morning, Lord, that you would send us a word from heaven that we just cannot forget. And, Lord, we ask today that, Lord, you would have your way here this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would be glorified, you would be lifted up, you would be praised, you would be worshipped in spirit and truth here today. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you for your move this morning already. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise today. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we glorify you. Huh? We lift you up this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let the earth rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we have a risen Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. The heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. So listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, we're coming back with our scripture reading for today, and right up in the scripture reading, we'll just simply have brief announcements, and we're moving on with our topic, which is, who are you following? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let's go to our next song of the morning.
I truly understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm going to worship until I pass out. See, I came to worship.
Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. Hallelujah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. We have about three scriptures I wanted to look at this morning, but I think the first one we'll look at is going to be, let me make sure here, I believe it's going to be 2 Peter. Mm-hmm. 2 Peter 2 and 14. So this is what it says. It says, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. So today, with the topic being, who are you following? And then we'll look at maybe Joshua and Joshua, the 24th chapter. And is it Joshua the 24th? No, Joshua 22. Joshua 22 and verses 29. And it says, God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day from following the Lord to build an altar for burnt offering, for meat offerings, or sacrifices besides the altar of the Lord our God that is before his tabernacle. So today, we're talking about following. Who are you following? And I ask myself today, who am I following? Yeah, there are a lot of things that man can follow. There are a lot of things that man are following. So we want to make sure that we're following the right things and nothing else but what's right. We want to make sure that we're following the truth. And as Minister Howard says, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is what we want to do today. Hallelujah. And our morning announcements this morning is just simply go to www.freedomdoorsministries.com and take a look around the website over there. I put some new shopping places on the bulletin page, if I'm not mistaken, and there may be, you know, some throughout the website. But I even found Flosheem and some other places. I know a lot of men going to church, they like to dress up, and ladies, they like to dress up. There are some places over there for you as well. I think I have a shoe store and some other places. But, again, go to www.freedomdoorsministries.com and take a look around the website. I got to go in this morning and change last week's marquee to this week's marquee. I was so busy this weekend. And today, right after the show, I have to get dressed because I have a funeral to go to this morning. My spiritual daughter out of Bluntstown had a baby, and the baby passed away. So they are going to celebrate the baby going home this morning at 10. So I got to hustle and get over to a place they call Restlon. And so I'm going over there with them for a little while this morning. And then I have to run out and get my work done and run some errands and then get on back to do what I have to do here. But we thank God. We thank God because he give us time, he give us energy, and he give us strength to get things done. And yesterday, Miss Trina and I, we hang out together most of the day. And later in the evening, I had to sell a home because I had to get a lot of things done. And the one of the girls come in and mop, sweep and mop for me. So I had to have things clean so she could sweep and mop. And Miss Trina was not happy. She did not want to go home. And she come back to the door asking questions. I'm saying, I'm going to answer, but I'm not letting Trina back in. Because we get to laughing and having a good time, I won't finish up what I need to finish up. But I thank God for her because she will hang out with me from sun up until sundown. And that's a beautiful thing. And yesterday we talked about prayer, she and I. And I asked her, what it is you want from the Lord, Trina? She said, I want my mom and my grandmama to live longer. I said, all right, we'll talk to the Lord about it, but I don't think you have any worry about it. So it was a selfish prayer request. Young lady, yeah, I think Trina's about 10 or 11, But she wasn't selfish. She wanted something for her mother and her grandmother. And I thought that was just beautiful. But nonetheless, we're moving right on this morning, and we're going to one more song of the day. And when we come back, we will come back with our scripture of the day and our topic of the day, which is, who are you following? And I want to say good morning to you. I believe that's Sister Vivian, 773. God bless you this morning. And Brother Frank in the house, good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you. Sister Andrea Ellis, good morning, Sister Andrea. God bless you this morning. And Brother D over in the chat room came in. Brother Spencer, good morning, sir. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you both. And good morning again. And God bless you, Brother Louis, the main man in the house all the way from Ocala. And so we're moving right along. We're going to one more song, and we're coming back with our topic, who are you following? And this morning, although I may be in the middle of sharing, if you feel led to say something, press that number one and come on in and say what you have to say. Hallelujah. It will be all right in Jesus' name. So we're going to this one right here this morning.
Like a storm that cuts the path, it breaks your will, it feels like that, you think you're lost, but you're not lost on your own, you're not alone. I will say, I will help you through when you've done all you can do and you can't cope. I will dry your eyes. I will find your fire. I will hold you tight and I won't let go.
Hallelujah. That's Rascal Flatt, and I love that song right there. And he put that together so well in my book, and I do enjoy it because the Lord won't let us down, and there's not a reason that we even should consider not falling, because if you fall, he's going to catch you. You won't hit the ground. He's going to snatch you up before you touch the ground. So no need for us to fall. We trust God and go on in his name and keep the faith. Keep the faith. And as long as we have faith in him, I believe we will be all right. We will be all right. Sister Ellis, I got the name of the song, and I got to take time. I'm going to try and do that today and download your song. And I want to take a listen at it, too, because usually, like Brother D and Brother Louis, you send me some good songs, and I like to listen to good gospel music. It's motivational for me, and I just don't listen to circular music because it don't motivate me in the Spirit of God, and I need what's going to motivate me in the Spirit of God, what would keep me uplifted in him, keep me faithful, yeah, keep me with confidence in Almighty God. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, we're coming straight back with our topic today, who are you following? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My knee, gonna let it go down to my thigh, and I ain't gonna fret anyone no more.
Street corner, barbershop harmony, that's cool, right? We got some new hip-hop in Monte Carlo, Georgia for y'all tonight. Yo, Brick.
I'm sick of packing all these nines, slaying dimes and smoking all the marijuana, chilling with pretty mamas from Havana in the Bahamas, plus demons trying to see me hot like I'm in the sauna, and I'm just trying to get you loose, kind of like Madonna.
Tell everybody I know, tell them it's time to go. Me and BG in the 6-4, sitting real low, about to roll to the riverside, put that liquor to the side, ain't no need for getting high, stay alive, stay alive.
Hell should die, Elohim. Got me tripping, y'all. Never been laying down all of my burdens because I don't want to be left in burning. Curtain with death and they promise my last breath. Dressed in prison blues, Holy Spirit got me under arrest.
I used to be a thug, sold drugs, might have sought ya. Set up in the church, got converted at the altar, and I don't fault ya. Fell back and he caught ya. I was trying to floss, better live what he taught ya.
Book of Second Peter, Second Peter chapter 2, verse 15, it says, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness. As I tell you today, we follow many things. We follow the latest trends. We follow the latest cars. If they did something new concerning the house, we put in new windows, new cabinets, or whatever. On the job, we have followed the instructions of the company, the supervisor. In our homes, we listen to family members, and we may even follow them. I've been guilty of my children telling me something, and I changed the way I was doing it, and I considered and started doing it the way that they recommended. But this morning, there are no instructions more important than the instructions of our God, the true and living God who has all power, the God that sent his only son, Jesus, to suffer, hang, bleed, died for us, conquered all, and rose with all power. There's no instructions more important than his. And one of the main instructions I remember him saying is, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if we look up the word holy, we're going to see that it's a representation of being clean. Holy means that we are set aside in our hearts and minds unto a holy God. And what we want to do is not defend other things, but we want to defend the things of God. Yeah. Now, I can understand many times people will come against somebody because they don't understand. And what we don't understand is always fearful for us. But we want to be careful even in that. Because if God is allowing something, who are we to try to go in and change what he's allowing? We must learn to do this. We must learn to go to him with every little thing. Yeah, man ought to always pray and not faint, pray without ceasing. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, not only will he hear from heaven, but he'll forgive the sins and heal the land. But what we got to do is go in seeking his face with our whole heart. Lord, what do you have to say about this? And many times we'll go with the word of God, but we won't seek God to get a revelation, as they call it, an enlightenment, a good understanding of what his word meant. Because you can read a scripture today and it will explain one thing to you, and then you can read it tomorrow and it'll give you a whole total different thing. Yet it all sums up to the truth, to what God has inspired man to write for us, to leave for us, the roadmap, the guidelines. Yeah. So what we want to learn to do is to have a prayer life, have a Bible study life, have a face, a God-seeking face life, seeking God's face, so that we can get a clarity on some things. Because, again, I've never seen so many people who say they are believers, but they don't defend God, not his word. They will defend people and everything else. And if you try and give them a loving correction, they jump to offense. They become offensive. They become trying to explain it and this, that, and the other. But even in their explanation, it's written all in the explanation, self, self, self. This is not the spirit of God. This is self-talking. Because I'm like Marvin Wine, and God has spoken, let the church say amen. If God said it, I'm going with it. It may not feel good to me, but I know that it's good for me. And the truth, many times it hurt. Oh, yeah, it hurt. I can't tell you it don't hurt. But if we want to be set free, we'll take that pain and carry it to the Lord and ask the Lord to help us to accept the truth. Lord, help me not to live a lie. Help me not to do what's going to destroy me in the end. I want to be saved, God. I don't want to be destroyed. I want to walk upright before you, but I need you to strengthen me and to help me, God, because I need a well-made-up mind. Because in many cases, this is the problem. We don't have a well-made-up mind, and this is why many of us, we don't remember many things that God said. I'm talking about people with titles behind their names, and they out here with all this talk and everything else, but they're not doing anything. When you look behind them, again, I say they have a bunch of letters, alphabets, a bunch of words, but no works and no God. Because I'm doing this thing the way other people do it and the way I've learned the bishop taught me to do it. Yeah. Charles C. Woods, he taught me a lot of things. But I'm not out here doing things the way Charles did them to a certain degree. I'm led by the Spirit of God. In a lot of ways, Bishop did things that's not the way God had me to move. You see, Bishop had a whole nother mission. My mission is to see after the elderly, the sick, children, men, yeah, widowed men, homeless men, veteran men, and women, but mainly veteran men is who I assist in many cases. But this is the thing. Once we come to God for real and we really decide that, God, I'm going to do this thing your way, we forget the ways of man. I forgot many ways of Bishop. And I know him, and I know how he operates. And he's not a man who bashes you. He's not like me now. He's not a man who put his lips on nobody. Before he'll say something bad, Bishop will come up with something good, even his enemies. And he had a lot of them. I'm honest this morning. You see, but I want to do things the way that God would have me to do them. I'm Barbara Mack. I'm no one else, and I don't want to do it nobody else's way. I see the many different things, television broadcasts for church services, and they got big posters now, five or six people on one poster, and oh, they running with it. And many of these people have all of this stuff and don't have three members. Y'all hear what I say? And they're just out here in themselves. They're gossipers. I'm telling you what I see. I'm not talking about just in the spirit with my natural eye. This is happening daily. And they would get up in that pulpit, and I mean preach the walls down. But after they come down out the pulpit, they back to a regular man or woman, and they back to their old ways of doing things. I've never seen so many gossiping men. Men don't do all that talking. Women do that. Yeah. A thoroughbred man, he's working. He found something to do with his hands. He found somebody to train and to teach. He don't have time for that talk. What she said, well, you know this and that is going on. Men don't do that. Women do that. Yeah. I was telling this man one day, I was like, wow, you always on the internet. He said, yeah, I'm on the internet researching. He said, but as soon as I find my research, I'm off. And I'm going to do what it is that I do. I don't have time for all that, Barbara. He said, I don't do all that posting and all of that. I repost with you. He said, I don't have time for that. I'm busy. And I thought about that thing. I said, yeah, that's what men do. Now, women, we'll be on the internet all day, and we talking, and we laughing, and we go from one site to another site, and we meeting and greeting friends over there, and it's just a big talk. But the real man, he's out somewhere doing something. All that staying in the house, that's not his way of doing things. But I tell you something, those things are changing. Because we will see more and more people in the house because of the way things are outside. Yeah, yeah. Here in Jacksonville, this is like a mini L.A. Oh, it's something serious. You better know it. And the people, they just got a thing that they're hyped up on respect. Oh, they disrespect. Well, let me ask you something. You were the first one to disrespect yourself. You disrespect you every time I see you, but yet you want me to respect you while you disrespecting you. I don't know how you would want that. Your hand to twist the things. Your pants sagging down. You look like you just got up from behind the dumpster. But you want me to respect that? I respect a man with a haircut. I respect a man that his clothes fit him. He didn't buy his clothes too big. He bought his clothes to fit him. He's not following the ways of the world. Because many of them, they don't even know what they're doing. It's just a trend, and they just following the trend. Ask them why they're following it. It's the style. They don't even know. You see? So it's just so much out here. But the main person we want to follow is Jesus. Those of us that say we're believers, we're Christians, we're the saints of God, we're the people of God. We want to follow the ways and the things of God. And all of his stuff is clean and healthy. God won't have you watching porn on the internet. No, he will not. That's your flesh. And you've allowed an evil spirit to come in. Mm-mm. God won't have you lying. That's you and your flesh. Yeah, there are many things. On the job, everybody will know that you belong to God. And you're watchful as well as prayerful on the job because you don't want your good to be evil spoken of. You don't cut corners on the job. You do the work so that your coworkers and your supervisor will know I'm working as unto God. They may not tell you that, but they'll see that you're working. That's what you come there to do. It's not just about the paycheck. See, but I see too much in customer service. These people have no patience, and they are only there for the paycheck. And the company got to have somebody to work so they allow these people who have no skills in people, because you need people skills to serve people. They have none of that. I went to Sam's to get that Sam's card. My son blessed me with it. And the lady who serviced me, it was as if she had an attitude because I come to get what Sam was offering. I mean, no skills, no people skills, no smile, no nothing. There was another lady there, and the lady tried to get me in her line. But this other one with no skills, she just was determined to serve me. And the way I took the picture, when I looked at the picture, I said, oh, my goodness, disgust is on my face. I better go back to Sam's and take another picture, a better one. Yeah. But we just want to follow the things of God. We don't want to follow the things of man because it won't bless us. It won't bless us. But if we'll walk in the Spirit, then we can be blessed because we can better hear what God has to say to the church. Yeah, and whatever he says, we know it to be the truth. Yeah. And so we just thank God this morning. Also, I want to request this for my spiritual daughter, that y'all would keep her lifted up in prayer because she really wanted her son, and the Lord saw fit to carry him back. And so, again, we accept what God allowed, but sometimes that's very hard for a mother to lose a child. So y'all keep her lifted up in prayer. I want to share that. Good morning, Brother Pedro. God bless you this morning. And I believe the pastor called me, Pastor Rivers, last night. So sometime today I got it written down to call her back. And we'll move on from there. But I wanted to share that this morning. I want to leave these scriptures with you that maybe when you get a chance you can go in and take a look for yourself. And, you know, see what was taking place because many people, they started off with the Lord, but they ended up serving other gods. And see, today there are so many different gods. You would be surprised, you know, at the different gods that people follow. Yeah. And the gods that people worship. Some people worship their car, their house, the furniture in their house. things in their kitchen. Some people worship food, many different things. Other people, they worship other people. Some people worship the pastor more than they worship God. Yeah, they give the building more than they give God. And this is the truth. Yeah, now they won't live right before him and consider his eyes are in every place beholding the evil and the good. But they'll run up in that building and sit up in there as if they're in somewhere, I don't know. And act like they're building the greatest thing since sliced bread. But we got to give God much more than we're giving him. He should be our life, and nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Because after all, he's going to bless us to be in a place one day that where he is, he's going to bless us with eternal life. He's going to bless us that we have no more heartache and pain, no more bills to pay, no more kids to worry about. He's going to give all of this to us one day. But until we get there, we need to put some things into practice. And following Jesus is one of the things to put into practice. Well, Barbara, how do I follow him? By walking in his word, by walking by faith, by keeping a little prayer going and keeping our mind on him. This is how we're following him. And because we're doing these things, he will lead and guide us. I couldn't even begin to explain how he's been leading and guiding me. Yeah, I'm just a follower of Jesus Christ, but I'm not a follower of man. No, I'm not following man. I refuse to do that. I won't even follow a pastor. Because where he's going to lead me there, and we both will end up somewhere where it's not happy. But if I will follow God, if I will follow Jesus, I will be all right. I used to hear the bishop say, follow me as I follow God. Follow me as I follow Jesus. The day that you feel that I'm no longer following him, you stop following me. Yeah, because we give too much to people. I'm telling you, we give more respect to people than God. And one reason I believe is because they can see us. And we don't really believe in our heart that God really see us. We don't really believe that. But his eyes are in every place, every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. He see it. Nothing goes on in this earth and nowhere else that God does not know about. Now, it may sneak up on you and you're surprised, but he's not. And you may go to him and say, well, Lord, I don't want to disappoint you. He's not. He knew what you were going to do before you did it. He already knew. But his eyes, again, are in every place. God is beholding the evil and the good. And Joshua 22 and 29 said it. God forbid that we should rebel against him, against the Lord, and turn this day from following the Lord. The day you make up your mind, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to do it the people way. I'm going to do it like this. That's the day you done rebelled against God. Said, To build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings. See, look, we want to sacrifice time. We'll go to church. Oh, I'm going to get up Sunday morning and go to church. I'm going to do this. All of that's for your benefit. That's not for God's benefit. It's for yours. And so you can feel blessed. Because if you never enter a building but you give God glory, if you never in a building but you give God praise, if you never in a building but you remember his word and you walk in according to his word, you're yet blessed. You're yet blessed. Now he said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. And when we go to church, we should have a good time. And it should make us want to come back again. But we got to watch as well as pray. And keep our eyes open and make sure this is remaining to be the house of the Lord and not the house of some man who's building his own empire. Because if we're following these people, we we're just as guilty when God done brought the truth to you. Well, I've been over here so long. I've been over there fooling around with Divine Truth and Deliverance Ministry for, a few years now, which they rarely see me. But when I go, that's where I'm going, unless God send me somewhere else. If he send me somewhere else, that's where I'm going. And if I know it's a bunch of homosexuals in the choir and all this stuff and in leadership, I'm not going to be there. See, because God is going to hold me responsible for my own actions. He's not going to hold my pastor who allowed this to go on responsible for what I'm setting up in here with. It's an individual walk. Each man got to give an account for himself, not your pastor, not your husband, not mom and dad and the kids, but yourself. And I don't think we believe that either. I think we think we're going to ride in on somebody else's merit, or we're going to stand before God and give him an excuse of what the pastor did, what my mama did, what my daddy did. No, you won't be able to give him no excuse on nothing or no one for what you've done. So he said, God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day from following the Lord to build an altar, burnt offerings for meat offerings or sacrifices beside the altar of the Lord our God there is before his, that is before his tabernacle, his house. So we go up in there with the tithes and offering, done did wrong all week, ain't trying to get it right. Done fussed with God through his people. He done sent somebody to you and you done told them how you felt, thinking you was telling the person when really you were speaking to the Lord. But now you're up in here and you're giving a little offering and some tithes and you think you're paying God and you're about to be blessed. So get it right with him and keep your money. Because let me tell you something, whatever God created, he takes good care of it. This whole earth is well provided for. It gets sunlight, it gets moonlight, it gets water, it gets rain. God provides, the plants grow so that we can breathe. Trees grow, grass grow. God takes care, good care, of the earth. He made it. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. Hallelujah, Jesus. The world and they that dwell therein. And look, there was another one I wanted to share right quick, and then the studio will be open. I wanted to look at Judges 2 and 19. And this is what it says. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They cease not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn ways. And look, that's what's happening now. They think the great judge is dead. Really, people really, I mean, their actions show more than what their words say. They think God is dead. He's asleep. He don't see nothing. And now they can go back and do worse than their parents did, their forefathers did. Yeah. See, my parents, it wasn't a crack-smoking age. It wasn't a meth age. It wasn't a bath salt age. They got so many drugs now, it's ridiculous. But this age here, they doing some of any and everything. And we're following other gods, even in the church. We done changed some things. Because the people told us that the old-fashioned way, it was ignorant. It was unlearned. It was on this. It was that and the other. But the way they did things is what got us where we are today. God has blessed America. And the older saints is what kept America lifted in prayer, the leadership of the country in prayer. For the African-American community, that was a time we didn't have shoes to wear. There was a time when you didn't have a belt to put in your pants. There was a time when you didn't have a half cut or weave or straightening comb to comb your hair, straighten it out or whatever you do, a perm. There was no such thing. There was no such thing as you shopping at the mall, because there was no mall for you. But we forget these things where God has brought us from. And it's as if we want to forget them and portray an image that we've always been where we are. I look at Facebook many days at a lot of the young people, this and that and the other. And I'm saying to myself, now, do you really think you came from royalty? Do you really think that you was all of that in a bag of donuts? Your great-great-grandmama was in the fields working and had a master, and it wasn't Jesus. Your great-great-granddaddy was hung. But yeah, you're all of this in 2013. That's because we don't teach our children the truth. And we don't teach our children, be who you are. I don't care what other people do and who they think they are. I want you to be who you are. And be a leader and not a follower. The only one we want to follow is Jesus Christ. That's the only person we're going to follow is God. But he said it came to pass when the judge was dead. And that's what I'm telling you, thank God did, that they returned. But they said this is the judge that died, it wasn't God. That they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers and following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They cease not from their own doings. And that's today. I don't care what I try to tell them. A minimum, they are not going to stop. They're going to continue to do it their way, even in the so-called church. All the prosperity preaching, all of this kind of auxiliary of ministry and that kind of ministry don't have nothing to do with God. But they bringing it in and acting as if it does. Then there's another thing they got going. They have this kind of ministry and that. And the pastor anniversary, the choir anniversary, this kind of conference and that. And when I ask them, show me that in the Bible, they get offended. Well, God ain't put it in there, but this is something that we don't believe God got a problem with, but it's not in his word, but you done brought it in his house. Don't add and don't take away. Don't do that, because when you stand before him, you got to give an account of this. Then they want to say I'm deep and hard. That's what they say. Oh, that's a hard teaching. Nobody can follow that. If Jesus came and done it, we can do it. I never saw Jesus had no anniversary and went to no anniversary for the pastor and all that stuff. Matter of fact, I don't think Jesus went to the same church every Wednesday night, every Tuesday, every Friday night, every Sunday. He wasn't at the same spot. He was always on the go. He was always on the move. He said it had to be about his father's business. Don't you know I got to be about my father's business? But they wanted to be about their business. That's why they got all this stuff up in there so they could see who looked like they got the bigger, better deal. Yeah, right by some of these places on Sunday, they packed out. During the week, they'll cut you off in the street. During the week, they'll roll that window down and cuss you out. Yeah, because you forgot to turn your blinker on, or you stopped too quick or whatever. A child was running out in the street and you stopped right quick to keep them hitting the child. They never saw the child coming. But their mind are not on Jesus. And they drive like they need to fly. And I've often said to myself, now they need to park that and get them a jet, because you won't fly as fast on the road as you would in a jet in the air. But as many things we do, we link up with people that we know we shouldn't be linked up with. But that flesh say, this is what you want, so this is what we do. Many of us, you're married people. You know this is not the man, the woman for you, but this is what your flesh wants, so you go ahead and do what your flesh want to do. You're following your flesh. Now, when the woman or man show up to be who you didn't think that they was, who you really didn't want them to be, but this is who they were from day one, You even got signs that this was a bad thing, but because your flesh wanted to be pleased, you followed your flesh. Now you got scars, and now you want to blame everybody and everything. Because you made the choice. You didn't follow God. He was tugging on your heart, don't do this, don't do this. But somebody said you could come down the aisle in a gown with a veil over your head. Somebody told you you were going to have a wedding party. You were going to have bridegrooms and bridesmaids and all these people. Y'all was going to have the matching colors on and it looked good and feel good to present this to the world. Now the world is not around. That day is over with, and now he kicking your teeth in and busting you in your head. I said it. He cussing you out. He don't come home like he used to. In many cases, you paid for the wedding because he didn't even have a job and wasn't going to get one, not no time soon anyway. Then you found out he or she was cheating on you, and now you want to weep like a baby, but in the initial state, God warned you, don't do it. But it felt good to your flesh, so you followed the flesh. God told you, don't get the house. You can't afford it. I'm not giving this to you. You getting this on your own. You ignored that, oh, maybe that's my flesh talking. I'm going to go on and sign this contract and get a house paying $1,500 a month when you only make $700. Come on now. And you counting on other people's money who's not going to give it to you. You can't count other people's pockets. But that's what your flesh told you to do, so you're following your flesh. And we followed our flesh on many things. The Lord said, turn the TV off. Don't go nowhere. Get in the Word and let my Word get in you. Come in the secret closet and pray to me. Come on, let's talk. I want to bless you. You can't hear that. You can't hear that. You're too busy squirrely birding out here. You're too busy running around. You're too busy trying to get the next big this and the next big that. We got our holidays have come upon us right now. The holiday of Thanksgiving is our first one. And I'm preparing right now. I got the box in here, putting the stuff in it to prepare to give some families some baskets, they call them, or whatever, but it's food, non-perishable items. And I'll get the perishable items at the last minute so they won't go bad. But this is a season of celebration. And we can't get into the mode of giving. What we get in the mode of is shopping. We're going to Dillard's. We're going to this spot. We're going to, oh, we're running around like a chicken with his head cut off. But the spirit of giving for me is simply giving of me what I can give to you. Some things I started early to purchase so that this year I can give to those who come to Jesus in the morning. The ones that are around me that I see in need, that God bless me to be a blessing unto them, many of these things won't even come out of a store. God got something for the people. But see, they may not appreciate it because it didn't come from Dillard's. It didn't come from Macy's. It didn't even come from Walmart. You see what I'm saying? It's not what they really wanted. And when it comes down to the Thanksgiving dinner, I usually, if I'm cooking, cook a traditional dinner, and any and everybody, the grandmama, cousin, whole family, are welcome. Eat as much as you want until the food runs out. And I shop as early as I can so that I can get on out of there and I'm not in the hustle and bustle of the flesh with everybody else. Black Friday, it's just ridiculous. And a lot of the saints out there in the line like everybody else. If I won't be a 32-inch, 52-inch, whatever it is, TV, I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to lead and guide me. And Lord, I don't want to be in the hustle and bustle. This is what I like to have for my house, for my family, or for myself. And Lord, it's not so that the world can see, but God, is so that I can enjoy this. I can watch my Christian movies and I can listen to my gospel music on it. But we just, the more God give us, the more we want, the more we get, the worse we get. I'm getting things now for other people. I had two things in mind for the holidays because I got to do a little bit of traveling. And I refuse to stop doing the morning show. So a laptop to go do the morning show. All that other stuff, I don't need it. I don't need it. And look, they tell me now, you know I ain't been around these people. They tell me now in the house of the Lord, they reading the Bible on the tablets and the iPads. That's how you do it now in the building. You don't pick up the physical book no more. See, you can be tricked. I'm telling you, it's a lot of stuff out here that's not for the people of God. But they won't see this. All they can see is the next trendy thing, and I need to be in the trend. I need to be trendy. They're doing it. I need to do it too. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Yes, it is. You're getting caught up in the matrix. You're getting caught up in the foolishness. Who are you following? I'm just sharing some things. We ought to be rejoicing right now and just grateful and thankful in our heart unto God for another day and approaching another celebration season of Thanksgiving. And I'm not talking about that day. I'm just talking about Thanksgiving. God, I'm giving you thanks for what you've given unto me. You've given me children. You've given me a husband or a wife. You've given me a roof over my head. It may not be your home. It may not be a house you buy. It may be a one-bedroom apartment, but God gave it to you. And we become grateful because we got too much going on and we're following too much of the world, but yet saying we are the people of God. He said, come out from among them and be separated. I'll be your God, and you be my people. But we want to do everything else. Listen, I got to get the door. And so I'm going to one more song of the morning, and I'll be right back at you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. God bless you, Evangelist Mike, giving a shout out to Brother Louis, Brother Louis, and all my Blog Talk friends and sisters and brothers. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Howard. I thank God for that little song this morning, for this is truly the day that he has made. And I want to rejoice and be glad in it. I don't want to look at my troubles and what I think I may be going through. I want to rejoice in this day because tomorrow is not promised to me. Hallelujah. So I need to do all I can in this day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Good morning to you, Sister Yvette. And good morning to you, Sister Shirley. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you tuning in. Good morning to you, area code 410, first three numbers, 790. God bless you this morning. Let me see if Sister Jeanette can hear me. Can you hear me yet, Sister Jeanette? She may be doing something to prepare herself for work. But nonetheless, we're moving right along this morning in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for his word today because we really want to be followers of Christ. And there are many who really and truly want to go back with God when he comes. And they're doing the very best that they can. And see, this is why it's an individual thing. And this is why God knows the very intent of man's heart. In spite of what we say, he knows the very intent. And God hear what we say, but he watch what we are doing. And it tells him the story, and it tells us the truth about our own self. Brother Lewis said, hey, Minister Bunny. And so we just thank God this morning that his word holds true. And a lot of times we may not want to go with the truth because we feel like it's a bit too much. Or, ooh-wee, that's a little powerful there. Yes, you need powerful. You need powerful, and you need to be told the truth. Because I'm going to tell you, many think that God is, you know, he's a joke. And even when he comes back, he's coming back as the Savior. No, he's our Savior right now. But when he's coming back, I mean, when he get back, he's going to be the great judge. Yeah, altar time will be off. Time will be no more. It's time to be judged. Yeah, and we want to go before him. And when he play our movie back, we want to see only on that movie what pleases him. Because we've repented. We've done all we could, excuse me, to get it right with him. Oh, yeah. And so we thank God. We thank God. And it's going to be all right. Okay, Brother Spencer, can you hear me now? Okay, I think he was having some sound issues. All right. Nonetheless, we're moving right along. I wanted to see if any more hands were raised in the studio over here. All right, Sister Shirley, I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you today, Sister Shirley?
I'm doing wonderful, Evangelist Barbara. I thank God for another day in the land of the living and clothed in my right mind, start me on my way. And he give me a new song. I can't sing it that well, but I'm going to sing a little bit of it, and I'm going to let God do the rest today. It's called I'm Not Worried. I'm not worried about these worldly things. I'm going to push my way on to the kingdom of my God. I'm not worried about these worldly things. I'm going to push my way on, push my way on, 'cause I'm not worried about these worldly things. I'm going to push on, push my way on to my higher calling, 'cause I'm not worried about these worldly things. I'm going to tell you children of God, there's no need to worry about these worldly things. We need to push on, push our way on. Lord, we need to push on a straight and narrow road. Lord, we need to push on, 'cause there's no need to worry about these worldly things, 'cause soon they'll all be gone, be gone. Now the power's of God, so don't you worry about these worldly things. We're going to push on, Lord, we're going to push on to the kingdom. On the road of love, we're going to push on, and we are not going to worry about these worldly things. I thank God for that song, and I know it's going to be a great song one day. And I want everybody to understand these worldly things going to all be gone.
Amen.
It's about our heart and mind and how we treat one another and
Amen.
What we teach
Amen.
One another.
Amen.
And God said, he said, feed my people. And he wasn't just talking about physical food. He was talking about his word, which will sustain you for a lifetime.
Amen.
So I'm saying to brothers and sisters out there, y'all be blessed, be safe, and continue to uplift his name. He said, because if we uplift him, he'll draw all men unto him.
Amen.
And y'all be blessed. Thank you so much, Sister, for allowing me to speak.
Amen. God bless you this morning, and I thank God for the song. And that reminded me of Mother McClendon, Mother Tyler, and Mother Robinson, Mother Blakely, those women there. I remember them singing a song that says, I'm not worried, neither not tired. Yeah, that reminded me, that took me back there. And so I thank God for you this morning. And we're moving right along this morning. I'm looking to see if there are any more hands raised in the studio. And Sister Jeanette, are you there? Okay, I think she's preparing for work. So listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll see if Sister Jeanette is still preparing for work or if she's out and she want to say good morning to everybody. The knock at the door, that was Trina. Some of that chips and a soda, she wanted to say good morning, so she said, I got to go because I can't wait for that song to play. So just tell everybody I said good morning. I said, all right, we'll do. So Trina said good morning to everyone today, and I thank God for her because years to come, I believe this little girl will look back in her life and see that somebody told her about God. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful thing. So look, let's go to this one more song of the morning, and when we come back, we'll again see if Sister Jeanette is ready, and if not, we're moving right along. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise, you stood the test. He's gonna open your window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say. In the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you all a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed.
God made you promise.
You stood the test. He's gonna open the window.
called me to do what my grandmother did for years.
And I didn't even know it. I never knew her prayer to the Lord for herself as she was leaving here. Uh-huh.
Hey, God, thank you. Thank you today, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
So all I know is this, that we will just continue on to him and make our petitions known unto him and be willing to just sell out wholeheartedly for him. And don't forget that he called us to something. And not only that, let's not forget his ways and let's follow his lead. Forget what the world is doing because it won't cause us to go back with him. Oh, but what his word said, if we could but obey today, it will cause us to go back with him. And let's don't put our little simple mind in things because we'll look at things and say, well, yeah, they doing that. But, you know, I believe God. Go, hey, if his word said don't do it, we going with the don't do. And let the other stuff take care of itself and teach people the truth, share the truth with them, and move on in him because we must sell out to God with our whole heart. We got to trust him with our whole heart and trust his word today. So if there's no one else, I will pray us out at this time. We're about 18 minutes early getting out today. All right, I'll pray us out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for every caller and every listener this morning. Father, I thank you for those that are coming through the archives. And as we depart today, Lord, I ask that you would bless us going out and bless us coming in. Meet the need in our lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And, Father, there are so many things in the earth. And, God, in America, you have blessed us. And, Lord, we just get more and more. But I ask today in the name of Jesus, but Lord, you would help us and keep us grounded and rooted in you and your word. Lord, help us to put blinders on. That, Lord, we don't even see what the world is doing that we want to be a part of. But, God, help us to shine the light. Help us to lift up your name so that you can draw men unto you. Help us to be the candle on the hill that can't be hid. Help us to be the salt of the earth today. That God, when others come to us, we can send them away happy in you. In the name of Jesus, use us today in your service to bless your people. Strengthen us, God, as we walk this way. And Lord, help us to keep the faith and trust in you. Move by your spirit today for our family members. Lord, our children, do it for your glory in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as I go over this morning with Lemetrius and her family, God, I ask today the Lord you would give me the words to encourage them and to strengthen them. And Lord, help them to be able to digest whatever you give in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We give you glory, honor, and praise this day. And Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give somebody something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. We pray that the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And Minister Howard, I'm going to dedicate this one to you this morning as we leave it.